chapter 12.
We
would like to read the first 14 verses.
Amen.
Amen. And we believe that the Lord will speak to us. I won't be finishing my message. Amen.
Amen.
We just speak enough until we have communion.
Then
we'll finish it much later on. Amen.
Amen.
But chapter 12.
Exodus 12.
Amen. Of the book of Exodus.
Exodus 12.
The Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. This was the month of Abib,
April.
An equivalent of our April here. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house.
Taura kuungano yose ya Israeli muti nomusiwe gumi wemwezi uno mumwe no mumwe ngatore gwayana ne vachiverenga dzimba dzamadzibaba avo muri imwe neimwe ive negwayana rayo.
If the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb.
Kana muriri duku vasingagone kupedza gwayana ivo navagere pedyo neimba yavo ngavatore rimwe rinoringana vanhu muringanise gwayana pakudya kwomumwe nomumwe.
Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out of the sheep or from the goats.
Gwayana renyu ngarirege kuva nechinhu chisina kufanira mukono wegore rimwe chete muritore pamakwai kana pambudzi.
And you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening.
Zvino murichengete kusvikira pazuva regumi nemana romwedzi, ipapo ungano yose yevanhu vose vaIsraeri ngavariuraye madekwana.
And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it.
Zvino ngavatore rimwe ropa raro variise pamagwatidziro maviri egoni nepachivivo chekumusoro pedzimba pavachadyira.
And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it.
Vadye nyama yaro usiku yakagochwa pamoto nechingwa chisine kuviriswa vaidye nemiriwo inovava.
Eat not it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire his head, with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof.
Regai kuidya isani yaibva kana yakabikwa nemvura asi yakagochwa pamoto musoro waro namakumbo aro pamwe chete neura waro.
And you shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning you shall burn with fire.
Musasiya chinhu charo kusvikira mangwana. Zvose zvaro zvinosara kusvikira mangwana muzvipise nomoto.
And thus shall you eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover.
Muridye kudai makasunga zvuno zvenyu, makapfeka shangu dzenyu patsoka dzenyu, makabata tsvimbo dzenyu mumavoko enyu, muridye muchikurumbidza ipaseka yaJehovha.
For I'll pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both men and beasts, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord.
Nokuti nousiku uhwo ndichafamba pakati penyika yeEjipita ndicharova matangwe ose avanhu panyika yeEjipita navana vose vembongoro nezvifuyo ndichatonga vamwari vose veEjipita ndini Jehovha.
And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses wherein you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt.
Asi ropa richava chiratidzo kwamuri padzimba pamamugere. Kana ndichiona ropa ndichakupfuurai kuti dambudziko rirege kukuwirai rikuparadzei kana ndichirova nyika yeEjipita.
And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever.
Zuva iri richava chirangaridzo kwamuri. Munofanira kutambira Jehovha mutambo naro. Munofanira kutamba mutambo naro pamarudzi enyu ose, uye murayiro uve murayiro nekusingaperi.
Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add blessing to the reading of His word. For a small title tonight, I'll put it as family setup.
Amen.
Amen. We want to bring our thoughts together on the scripture that we've just read. And it's like we go back way back into the Old Testament. At the time of the Exodus. This is the first time we read about them killing a lamb and eating it in the houses. And this had to be kept through the generations as a feast. Amen.
Amen.
So the children of Israel would respect this, but it was first done way back when they were still in Egypt. They were not in Israel when this was done. But this was all done when they were in Egypt. In a foreign land. Amen.
Amen.
But as we look into what was happening that particular night, they realized it was an issue of life or death. Amen.
Amen.
Obey and live, or disobey and die. And we see Moses, when he gave the instructions, he had to make sure it was very, very clear, so that nobody will get confused on what has to happen. Because this was not only for that night, but this was going to be for generations. Amen.
Amen.
And we happen to be coming up as a Gentile church. And we are going also back to Exodus. Because the prophet told us we are in the same kind of a situation of life or death. Amen.
Amen.
If we obey the word of God, we're going to live. When we disobey His word, it means we are going to die. This was the night when the last plague was falling in the land. Many other plagues had fallen in the land. But not in Goshen. It was all happening in Egypt. But Goshen was free. Amen.
Amen.
And the prophet came to let us know that the church is not in Egypt. But the church is in
Goshen.
God chose that place for us. We never chose that place for ourselves.
Amen.
We remember what the prophet says in spiritual food in due season. When he was talking about Elijah. When he went to the brook
Cherith.
He says, Ahab did not choose that place for Elijah. Elijah himself did not choose that place for him. But God chose that place for him. That particular place. There were many rivers in
Israel.
But God chose that particular place. Amen.
Amen.
But do you know that Elijah was not worried when he saw the waters of the river subsiding? Because he knew this is time of drought. 3.5 years. And it is him that had spoken about the drought to come. And he sees the water subsiding. And he was drinking from the brook, remember? And God sent ravens with the meat every day. So Elijah knew God can always send the ravens with the meat. But as for the water, I see it is subsiding. Amen.
Amen.
But the good thing is, Elijah was not worried. What am I going to do when this water subsides? And the water dries up, what am I going to do? Do you know why he wasn't worried? He knew I never put myself here. The one that put me here, he knows what to do when this river is dry. This is the kind of faith that we are supposed to have. Amen.
Amen.
We never brought us here ourselves here. Amen.
Amen.
But it is him that chose us. It's him that brought us in the message. Amen.
Amen.
It is him that gave us the message. Praise God.
Amen.
So when it appears like there's lots of fighting from the devil in your own life, like the devil is pulling the message out of your head, when the devil tries to tell you that there's no power in the message, you don't have to worry. You don't fight for yourself. Because you never brought yourself here. There's one that brought you here. Amen.
Amen.
But our job is to obey. Our job is to obey. We are never called to reason with the
word.
We've been called to believe it. Some of the situations in the spoken word, they look so difficult and impossible to believe. That's not even our problem. Because we never wrote a scripture. We never wrote a spoken word. But the one that wrote it is the one that is responsible for coming down and expound it to us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now we are seeing a setup that God places for the children of
Israel.
Because remember, if they obeyed what God said, then the death angel is going to pass over. The prophet says we're in the same type of an hour also. It's evening time for us. And it is time for an exodus also. As it was in the first exodus, so is it in the last two. And he says, the last plague is falling.
Hanzi denda rekupedzisira riri kutowira padonha panyika
iyi. It's on the earth right now.
Ratova panyika iye zvino.
So we are looking for children that can obey.
Tiri kutsvaga vana vamwari vanokwanisa kuteerera.
And when Brother Branham preached the talk and message,
Brother Branham akaparidza mharidzo yechiratidzo,
he said total obedience,
hanzi kuteerera zvizere,
to the full word of God,
shoko rese ramwari,
entitles you to the token.
Kuitira kuti uwane chiratidzo iwewe.
And when you have the token,
kana wava nechiratidzo,
then we are very sure,
tinge tagutsikana,
that the death angel,
kuti mutumwa werufu,
is going to pass,
achapfuura pauri.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because we are displaying the token.
Nekuti tinenge tiri kuratidza chiratidzo.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, we see the prophet telling us that Israel is saved as a nation. They're not saved as individuals where we are saved. He waits until Israel is in one place. Then he saves them. He calls them when they are in one nation. But for the Gentiles, he calls us as individuals. Amen.
Amen.
Maybe you're the only one in the family that's in the message. Amen.
Amen.
Maybe there are only two or three. And the rest of them are still out there. Look at what I'm saying. Still out there because we have applied the token. Because we believe that they're coming. But he calls them Gentiles as individuals. Is that right?
Amen.
But did you also know that he also calls your children as individuals? Because many times we believe that when the father is in the message, all the children automatically they're in the message also. It doesn't work like that. But I believe our children must come to a place when they can also say, I received the message on such a time. Because many of our children, if you ask them, when did you come in the message? Me, I was born in the message. There's nothing like that. But you have got to come in the message. If you are not born in the message, receiving the message as an individual, you are still in trouble. Amen.
Amen.
You are one of the heathens that's coming and populating the church. How about that? But you have got to meet him as an individual. You must meet the Father, the God of your father. The God that your mother worships. You got to meet that one as an individual. Because your father's experience is not your experience. Your mother's experience is not your experience. Amen.
Amen.
You must have your own. Pray for your own. And God is going to come and save you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's our desire. Praise God.
Amen.
So it's not a matter of knowing how to recite certain quotes. It's an issue of life. Amen.
Amen.
Did you notice while we're reading that Moses did not say that if a family is too small, can you cut the lamb so that you give part of the flesh to this other family and part of it to the other family? That's not it. The lamb is not cut. But it is you, the family, that have got to identify your sizes. If you are too few, and you know our next door neighbors are few, tell them, come, let us stand together. Let's make one family. Amen.
Amen.
But if you are big enough, and enough for the lamb, that's fine. So it is you that must be divided. It's you that have got to identify your sizes and your setup. but not the lamb.
Kwete gwayana harichekwe.
You don't cut the lamb.
Harichekwe
nepakati. You don't share it.
Harishie gowaniswe.
Amen.
Amen.
But you must come.
Imi muri ndimofana kuuya.
Let's have it together.
Mojika pamwe chete gwayana.
It's a real setup.
Mamire zvinhu akanyatso kunaka.
Amen.
Amen.
Why?
Say.
Because you know the death angel is coming. You are doing it because Moses says this is what you must do. There is always a formula for you to avoid death. Amen.
Amen.
Today, if you don't receive the message, you
are
dead. The message is a way of escape. Amen.
Amen.
Any other thing that looks flowery or looks better than the message, there's no life there. Because God has sent a messenger in pointing us to where the life is. And the life is only found in the message. So that is where we have got to come. And Moses was very specific. Amen.
Amen.
You take that lamb. You observe it. Amen.
Amen.
Examine it for 14 days in
Abib.
Amen.
Amen.
First Abib. You know this is the month. Look for the lamb. Amen.
Amen.
Examine it for blemish. It must be a ram, a male one. 1 year. Is that right? So you must make sure there's no blemish. Amen.
Amen.
And there's a reason why Moses was giving those specific instructions. Because you must look at the shadow. When you see what the shadow is like, this is what the real thing is like. Is that right?
Amen.
So when they got Jesus Christ, the true Lamb of God, who was represented by those lambs in Egypt, they took him. A male one. And they examined him. Amen.
Amen.
Checking for blemish. He was taken to Pilate. And Pilate examined him. And they took him, he took him to Herod. Herod examined
Herod
him. And Herod took him back to Pilate. Amen. And Pilate examined him
Pilate
again. Says, give me water. He washed his hands. Says, I find no fault. Amen.
Amen.
But the prophet says you cannot wash away the blood of Jesus. But the good thing is, they found no fault in him. Hallelujah. When they found no fault in him, then that lamb qualified for slaughter. That it qualified. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That its blood was going to stand for the lives of the people that's in the house. Amen.
Amen.
So, it was not paint. Moses did not say, just take any blood. But take the blood of the examined one and put it on the doorpost, two sides and the top, but you remain inside the house. Don't walk out. Amen.
Amen.
And Moses even said, this time, the firstborns of Egypt, they're going to die. Men, beasts, and their gods. Amen.
Amen.
So disobedience brings death. But obedience brings life. So when they were in the houses, I want you to notice the father, the head of the house, is the one that must make sure that my son must live. Is that right?
Amen.
Because when he kills the lamb and put the blood on the doorpost, he is saying, my son is going to live. So, the life of the son was precious in the hands of the father. And the prophet will dramatize.
Amen. Amen.
That the firstborn in the house will go to daddy. Daddy, are you sure that you love me? Daddy says, yes,
daddy,
I do, Junior. He says, but are you sure you have applied the blood? Amen.
Amen.
So the son was shivering because he's not sure whether daddy has obeyed fully the word of Moses. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And daddy will open the door. Junior, come. Look at this. Look at this. And look at this. Amen. The little boy will smile because daddy loves me. My life is precious in the eyes of
daddy.
He goes back inside the house and he gets a nice seat. Amen. And he knows daddy loves me. I'm not dying. Amen.
Amen.
Because he has done what Moses said. Praise God.
Amen.
But that was not all. Amen. They're supposed to eat the lamb. It was supposed to be roasted by fire. Amen.
Amen.
A gospel without fire does not work. But we want it with the flame of fire. Amen.
Amen.
Because wherever this message is preached, the pillar of fire must be present. And we know he is right here. Our natural eyes may not be able to behold him, but we know he is present. He supervises the preaching of his word. Amen.
Amen.
So the fire has got to be there.
Amen.
Amen. It was not like the people of these days. Me, I don't eat the head. You put it in fire. You burn the fur. You scrape it. No, that kind of smell.
Ah, no, I don't
like it. I don't like it. And some will say, you know, meat, any meat to do with the head, I don't like it. I don't touch it. Some say, if especially the tongue, I don't want it. Let alone the brain. I don't want to touch it. These are the people of this day. Amen.
Amen.
And some say, I don't even want to tie the trotters. I don't want it. Do you know, some women don't want intestine to be cooked in the houses. If you want to eat intestines, go next door, not here. My pots will never touch that. I don't want it. So, it doesn't matter how much the man wants to eat the intestine, he will never. Because she will never cook that. Okay. That's not the line I'm taking. But that night, even the intestines, large and small, it was all going to be roasted. And it was going to be eaten. Amen.
Amen.
They were going to eat everything. Amen.
Amen.
So Moses was specific.
Moses,
everything.
Why?
Say. That is a shadow. The real thing is this one. Is that right? So, if it was correct with the shadow, it must be true with the real thing. The prophet says, if you see a shadow of an elephant with legs and a big tummy and a small tail and big ears like this, that's the shadow you are seeing. And then, over on the other end, you see a man walking like this. There's something wrong. Because there's no way a man can give a shadow like an elephant. No, no.
Kwete.
A man must give a shadow of a man. Elephant, elephant. Amen.
Amen.
Because it has got to be correct. So, what Moses was saying to Israel, brother, it was supposed to be right. Oh, how come you brought this one? All right. But that's it. Amen.
Amen.
What you find in the shadow, brother, it mustn't be different with what you see in the reality. Amen.
Amen.
So, brother, what we do with normal eating is now different from what we do with eating of the scripture.
You don't choose. We must pray together. And we eat together. And we share. We share the legs. We share the head. We eat together.
Amen.
Amen.
But daddy is there to make sure everybody is eating. With bitter herbs. Amen.
Amen.
With bitter herbs. Because the word of God, brother, sometimes it's not all dandy. No, no. But sometimes, brother, it's like scrubby. Amen.
Amen.
But it has to be. Brother, sister, we're talking about ourselves as a family. Is that right? We've got to have this set up. That the preacher must make sure he will not put back second scripture. Amen. Because if I preach this one, it is going to hurt brother so-and-so. It's going to hurt sister so-and-so. But brother, a real cold preacher, amen.
Amen.
He has got to bring it raw. Bitter as it is. Whether it is hurting, whether it is nice or sweet. Amen. We have got to push it. Because it has got to help you. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, some brothers in the church. A brother might buy you elephant shoes, elephant skin shoes.
Amen.
Amen. And wherever you walk in town, everybody is asking, where did you get this one? I will tell you later on. But there's a certain brother in the church that bought it for you. Brother in the whole town is talking about your shoes. Amen.
Amen.
Then you get to realize, hey, that brother is doing some crooked deals. Amen. Then when you are preaching, you want to avoid the deals so that you can save this one, so that you can have a second pair.
Brother,
a cold preacher. Amen. Has got to come right on that deal. Give him bitter herbs. Give that brother bitter herbs. He must know. He must not avoid the text.
Text.
In your business. Yeah. So the preacher must push it. Bitter herbs. To make sure they have to go through all that's supposed to be done. Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, if he buys you elephant shoes, don't you want to go to heaven with him? Yes. If he must go to heaven with me, bitter herbs, after you chew the head of a lamb, and the tongue also, and the intestine, amen, let's eat together. Amen.
Amen.
So the preacher, the father in the family, has got to inspect whether everybody is eating. Not licking, but eating. Eating involves biting and chewing and swallowing. So So we want to make sure the whole process is being done. You are taking the word of God.
Amen.
You are saying amen to the word of God. Is that true? If somebody is too quiet and serious in church, everybody else is enjoying. Amen.
Amen.
Call him one side. Brother, is all well with you? Oh yeah, everything is all well. How about? Amen. Then you find the problem. Bitter herbs. Amen.
Amen.
Next service day, we are all enjoying. Is that right? That's what the father must do. Amen.
Amen.
Sister, why are you dozing? When the word of God is preached, what are you thinking about? What is the problem? Amen.
Amen.
Now, preaching is different from lecturing. Lecturing is, I'll give you the notes, whether you write, whether you take them, it's up to you. But I have done my job.
Amen.
But with preaching, brother, we want to make sure you are getting it. Because Moses said, no hoof will remain behind. Why are you so hard on me, pastor? Look, you never brought me here. I came on my own. So why do you worry?
Why did you come here in the first place? Why did you come to begin with?
Amen.
Amen.
Because
you have come, we will eat together. You must open your mouth.
That's the idea. Amen.
Amen.
Because we are family. Is that right? Do you know the medicine for kwashoko? There's no tablet for that. There's no injection. Do you know the thing?
Eat.
Is that right?
This was it.
Yeah. So when you eat, then we know you are fine. Amen.
Amen.
One day we come from this angle, the next day but the thing is, you are eating. Then we know you're going to be strong. And do you know why the devil is always beating you down? That's the spiritual kwashoko. Because you are beating you and you're falling down. He tries you and you fall down even before he touches you. You're not eating. We must eat. I believe the Lord is going to help us. Amen.
Amen.
So these instructions for you to live, it has something to do with the individual. Amen.
Amen.
When you are all alone, we are not even there. You are listening to the tape. Then you decide whether to take everything that is being said or not. Is that right?
Amen.
Because obedience has something to do with the token. You all need the token. And when the death angel sees the token, he'll bypass. So as an individual, when all are not there, at work alone, way out in the rural, you are all alone there as an individual. Listen to Moses. Moses was a prophet of the hour. We have got a prophet of the hour. He has got the antidote for you to be alive in this age. Nobody else has got the antidote for this age. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the prophet's message was being heard in the family. Each individual must hear what the prophet Moses said. Individual. Family.
Muri.
Church.
Kereke.
Is that right? It's them people that's together. Amen.
Amen.
So we've got to make sure the prophet's message means a lot to you as an individual, to you as a family, and to us as a church that is set up. Is that true? Do you know why certain families don't make it? is a father.
Baba.
When they're busy eating, the father begins to talk to mama. And the children are hearing. Did you see brother so and so church yesterday?
Yeah, I saw him.
Yeah,
and Kavaona.
That guy.
Urumewea.
Is a real problem.
Ah, dambudziko ria.
That guy is a problem in church.
Ah, ria ndo dambudziko pa church ria.
I don't know why the deacons are not talking to him. I don't know why the pastor is keeping that guy there.
Mufundisi vachichengeta munhu akadaro pa church.
All the children are hearing.
Vana vese vakateerera vari pakudya ipa.
Is that right?
Zvose.
Come Sunday.
Sunday tauya.
After service.
Service yapera.
The pastor calls that particular brother to come and close in a word of prayer.
Pastor over dana hama yanga iri kuyiseurwa gotsi yaya kuti uya muvhare nemunamato pana.
The children walk out.
Vana vanobuda asato mutanga kunamato.
They walk out.
Tobva vanobuda.
Which children?
Vana vapi ma?
The ones who heard.
Vakanzwa vachidzika
vaya. The father.
Ndi vachitaura.
Do you know the father is destroying the children.
Mudzoti baba vari kutoparadza vana vavo here.
You're killing your children
uraya vana vako
because of your funny talk.
Nekuda kwekutaura kwako kusina kufanira.
Is that right?
Amen.
But what must you do?
Unofanira kuitei?
Respect that brother.
Remekedza hama iyo.
Amen.
Amen.
Respect him.
Muremekedze.
The prophet says if you don't have anything good to say about your brother, what must you do?
Naka chekutaura pamusoro pehama unoitei?
Keep quiet.
Nyarara usataure nezvake.
Who gave you the right to backbite that brother or that sister? Who gave you the right? We don't do that. Is that right?
Amen.
Yeah. So, don't kill your children. Don't kill your wife. Is that right?
Amen.
So, if you want your children to survive in the message, you want your wife to survive in the message, speak good about those brothers. Amen.
Amen.
If you speak about Brother Morris, for example,
I'm talking about Brother Morris.
That brother. At his workplace. He is like this. He is. I heard they were talking about him. He is good for nothing at work. He is a very lazy brother at work. This is why he is like this. The next Sunday. Brother, we ask Brother Morris to preach. Do you think those brothers are going to listen to you? No. They'll either doze or they'll go out and drive home. Then you are dead. If we bring all the different brothers you are talking about to preach for 2 months, it means 2 months you are hearing nothing about the word of God. Is that true? Amen.
Amen.
So daddy must be very careful. Pastor must be careful. What he talks about. Is that right?
This was it.
Because we're not commissioned to talk about Pastor
Sorenso.
To talk about Church Sorenso. Is that right?
Amen.
We're not commissioned to say, brother, you stand up.
Ama,
you are this brother here. He is like this.
Yakadai,
you know what we're doing? You are sowing a wrong seed. You're putting gunpowder. And everybody is sneezing. Sneezing.
Is
that true?
Amen.
So the only thing that can help us is what the prophet said. Do what he said. This is what saved that house. The prophet says, blood, it's blood. Amen. And Moses says, doorpost, doorpost. On top. He didn't say put it on the floor. Amen.
Amen.
You do what he says. Is that right?
Amen.
Then it will help. The prophet said, when Moses got to the burning bush, and the voice says, move your shoes. Moses, the prophet says, Moses did not say, our custom, respect is remove your head. Right? But the one in the bush did not say remove your head. He says remove your shoes. He has got a reason for that. So you listen to that. Obey. It will help. Do you love that? Amen.
Amen.
I trust God will grant us grace to get into some of the details. Amen.
Amen.
So that we will know. Life only comes when we accept the message of the messenger.
Amen.
Amen. He is the one that was sent for this age. He is the one with the antidote for this age. Amen.
Amen.
So we don't say, we don't listen to this kind of a message. We don't want this kind of a message. We only listen to this one. Because this one is one that is, thus said the Lord. This one, we're not very sure whether this is
the Lord.
Are you sure? You want to live? Men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Don't you love the Lord? Let's stand upon our feet. Amen.
Amen.
We all want sweet herbs. We don't want bitter herbs. Amen.
Amen.
But that's where life is. Praise God.
Amen.
May God undertake for us. We are heirs of the Father. We want to sing that song together as we get ourselves ready for communion. Amen.
Amen.
Three ordinances that the prophet told us that we have got to do.
Amen.
Ordinance is we do it physically. The rest we do spiritually.
Amen.
But the three things we do physically, we literally go to the water for baptism.
Amen.
We have to do it.
Amen.
And the next thing, we literally come down to the table and partake of communion. And after that, we go out for feet washing. These are the only three. Amen.
Amen.
Not Apostles' Creed. And whatever else. But this is all we got to be doing. Amen.
Amen.
We are heirs of the Father. I call the ministers to come forward.